Social media's drawbacks are well documented, but there are positives too. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Linda Charmarman, senior research scientist at the Wellesley Center for Women at Wellesley College, examines one.
We've all read about the risks of social media for adolescents: cyberbullying, depression, body image issues. But for LGBTQ youth in particular, social media can have unexpected benefits that help them thrive both on and offline. Prior research demonstrates that internet communities serve as safe spaces for LGBTQ youth who face hostile environments at home. Anonymity and lack of geographic boundaries in digital spaces provide an ideal practice ground for coming out, engaging with queer culture, experimenting with intimacy, and socializing with other LGBTQ youth. My colleagues and I recently conducted a study on the social media experiences of LGBTQ middle school youth, and we found that online networks can provide critical venues for self-expression. The youth we surveyed were more likely to join an online group in order to reduce social isolation or feelings of loneliness, suggesting that they were able to find needed support online, particularly on Tumblr and Discord, that was missing in person. In addition, LGBTQ youth may use online resources to educate themselves about sexual orientation and gender identity terminology, learn about gender transition, and find LGBTQ-friendly spaces and care providers in their local community. Finally, online platforms can serve as springboards for civic engagement. The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network found that 77% of the LGBTQ youth they surveyed had taken part in an online community supporting a social cause, and 22% said they only felt comfortable getting involved online or via text. While social media is not without its dangers, it could often serve as a tool for LGBTQ youth to build stronger connections to both online and offline worlds and communicate about social issues important to them and their communities.
That was Linda Charmarman of Wellesley College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.